Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardio pulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary
Medical
embolus.
Center, ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Great to join you.
We have some special bumper music just for you, sir, obviously. Paging Dr. Horowitz, stat. And here you are, stat. Well, we visit with you every Thursday. I've made it a goal to go through our archives that you and I did 3 years ago, because I know there's some gems of pure gold there that have documented for, what we were talking about, that at the time we were wondering and speculating what was happening and offering our analysis. I believe a lot of our analysis 3 years ago is coming to be true, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's all spot on, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. I just got a note from my webmaster. He was snowed in at an airport and just got home this morning, but he'll be getting your article that you sent me, that you wrote an op-ed posted at my website on our COVID panel before the day is over, I believe, is what I've been told anyway. Doctor, the truth continues to come out, and I'm not sure you're aware of what Cliff High has put out recently, but Cliff High's analysis to reality in terms of what I've been able to determine about what President Trump did, what he didn't do, what he knew and what he didn't know. Apparently, President Trump became aware of the real plan, which was to have a 10-year lockdown. And he cut that short by having Operation Warp Speed be introduced in such a quick period of time, knowing that two things. First of all, if he didn't do it, a 10-year lockdown would destroy the United States forever and kill maybe 100 or million more people. And that if he cut it short with a vaccine, that we would lose several million people, but save the country. Now, that's the analysis of Cliff High. I agree with it. I don't know what your thoughts are about such a matter, but that's what I've been looking for about 3 years, is why President Trump did what he did. Now I'm pretty convinced that I know. This rabbit hole just keeps getting deeper and deeper, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, John, it does. The challenge that I have with President Trump, not only because of the baggage that he's carrying into the forthcoming election, that's really not what my considerations and analysis is concerned about. It's about President Trump's previous history and actually supporting commercially natural medicine. So he was very savvy when he became president of the United States about the importance of natural medicine, vitamins, minerals, supplements. He was actually invested in one or more companies that had those interests. And then subsequently, with regard to COVID, suddenly now you've got President Trump being a huge advocate on behalf of big pharma, the pharmaceutical companies. So, we could give him the benefit of doubt and say, oh, okay, he was just playing political ball. He was going along with where most of the money is invested and investing, in politics and, in my opinion, virtually bribing to capture politicians. And this is the consideration and concern that I have for the degeneration of America. My concern is that the capture of the entire political process, just like the entire capture of the Justice Department, has undermined seditiously the government of the United States and we the people. And so my trust in that President Trump foresaw this whole concept of the lockdowns that the criminal psychopaths that are satanically possessed actually even construed without any consideration of the actual toll that it would take on public health, especially on the youth, especially given the lockdowns and the face masking and the manner in which that undermined Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, where we need social interaction, we need to have air. Masking, as you well know, with having produced a face mask, to basically make a mockery of what should have been made a mockery of, this entire masking situation. Ultimately, I don't trust anything that is coming out of mainstream media. The opposite is exactly what I believe. Everything that we're told is flipped 180 degrees. And so, you know, I'm looking at explanations such as Cliff High's, you know, considerations, and they're probably accurate, and I have no qualm about accepting those elements of the conspiracy. But I believe that the bigger picture has to be addressed, and I've been saying on your show for now 2 years that in medicine you have to diagnose. That is, the word comes from diagnosis, means to see through to the root of the disorder in order to effectively treat. Otherwise, you're going to do more harm than good. You're going to violate the Hippocratic Oath, you know, where we're supposed to do more good than harm. And frankly, we're not supposed to do any harm whatsoever. So I think that that is an option, to do only good. And we're not doing that. We're really being, as magicians, sleight of hands do, diverted, distracted to arguments. And I see this in the news. It's very frustrating to watch even Newsmax or Tucker Carlson's group, you know, on Fox News. I find that the diversions are so obvious, and they to me, and part of my analysis comes from the fact that my Harvard degree is in media, persuasion, technologies, research and development. So I watch the news differently than most people watch the news. I watch it for the subtle cues and the hidden messages. And what I'm finding is nauseating is the diversions to less important subjects, always off the mark, concerning diagnosis, seeing that we have global industrialists that are criminal psychopaths, that are satanically possessed, that are actually advancing civilization's eradication and transhumanistic conversion. And transhumanism is the issue. You know, where is civilization going with AI and nano bioelectronic technologies injected via vaccinations? Where are we going? Anything that is not addressing those principal foundational issues is, in my opinion, complicit in the ongoing pan-genocide.
All right. If you've got a question or comment for Dr. Horowitz, this would be the time to call it, 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, your op-ed is well done. It has a number of links that people can check out as well, and I congratulate you on that. Let's see, we got our first caller here, Doctor. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I've been going through Stan. You know, it's Stan Johnson, Spirit of Prophecy Church out in Plano, Texas.
Yes, I'm very familiar. I personally know John. I served the Prophecy Club for many years on the lecture circuit, basically advancing exactly what it is that we're talking about here. I don't think I've changed in a quarter century, and I think Stan was very, very open to looking at these critical issues.
Okay, I have two issues. One thing, there's he's come out recently with a YouTube. One is from several self, I mean, I don't know if they're self-styled prophets, but he doesn't call himself a prophet. He calls himself a watchman. But anyway, it's you know about a Vicky Parnell? You know about her? She has come. He's given a prophecy of her in which she said that the environmental conference in Alexandria last year. He said that was a cover for the corn, that she saw a vision from God that said that was a cover for the coronation of the Antichrist. And she said that she saw, I don't know if this is what, she saw several prominent people, among them the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and she even said she saw Obama there dressed in drag. You couldn't see the Antichrist's face because it was covering a mask with a pentagram on it. You can get it on his website. He has a YouTube channel now, you know, and he can you can go in and look it up. But he said one of the people that was in attendance was he wouldn't say his name because he didn't want to get defunded. But it was. But he said it was. The former president and his wife. It was Trump and his wife were present, and they were bowing to him. And he said that he just said he didn't like that because it indicates is that he is in fact controlled opposition.
Okay. Do you want Dr. Horwitz to respond to your comments there, John?
Yes, and what that is, I don't know what to, I don't know where how to take that, whether to take this with how big a grain of salt to take this with, but I don't know about Ms. Parnell, but I've listened to her some, but she seemed to be pretty sincere, but I don't know what's going on there, but maybe it's Trump, and I don't know what he's actually doing. I mean, is he trying to play? Is he somebody who's, playing a double game with the elite? Also, could you make any comments about the films of Stanley Kubrick and his apparent, the esoteric films like Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and his final film, I knew what the final film was. It was Eyes Wide Shut. These were all about his dealings, had a lot in it about his dealings with the elite. And he even had an allusion to the fact in The Shining that they used gold and silver and not paper money. Could you comment on all this?
That's a lot. That's a lot. Thank you for your call, John. Your response, Doctor, to John's questions.
I think it's very interesting discussion. The environmental conference that John was talking about, I find that interesting and relevant to the op-ed piece that is titled Victims of Cognitive Warfare that you're posting on your site, John, and is also posted on medicalveritas.org as the lead article. Victims of Cognitive Warfare, in that article, Eco Health Alliance. Now here, think about the phrase or the term eco, and it implies environmental sensitivity, health. Well, it's just the opposite. And so it's interesting, if not ironic, that an environmental conference would be the source of this intelligence and discussion. The Eco Health Alliance issues and where the money went between Fauci's organization and the Chinese government and military at Wuhan is a very, very vitally important subject. And I think we can learn a lot from EcoHealth Alliance's slamming and defamation of Dr. Huff, who has become now the leading whistleblower who worked, I understand, as vice president for EcoHealth and administering a lot of intelligence, and then actually in the field that is of greatest concern to me and should be also of we the people entirely, is this nanobioelectronic technology that permits the Neuralink, what's called a Neuralink or brain cloud connection, and that is the subject that Mr. or Dr. Huff is supposedly most advanced at EcoHealth Alliance in administering this kind of a program or intelligence gathering associated with this futuristic projection of where civilization and the impositions therein are being advanced. The Stanley Kubrick matter deals with deep state, deals with, interestingly enough, the rumors are that Stanley Kubrick was basically assassinated following the Eyes Wide Shut film. It is very illuminating of the Illuminati, and it involves, again, recognition and affirmation that it's satanic sorcery. It is the satanic Bible that these criminal psychopaths, satanically possessed, I have to add, criminal psychopaths have basically been following and are complicit in. And that is the cabal. You know, it's called by various names, you know, the Illuminati, the oligarchy, the globalists, elite, the global elite, et cetera, et cetera. There's no question. It has to be presumed that these are the controllers of what I call the National Security Crime Syndicate that actually are overseeing the intelligence agencies. And what is coming to the headline news these days is how absolutely corrupt the most important agencies are in America for national security and justice, the Justice Department, the FBI, all of the, this is unwinding right now, the criminality and the fraud that we, the people, believe that these are agencies that are operating on our behalf and our safety and security. It is a complete fraud, and it's become now so obviously so. And that I think that when Stanley Kubrick was advancing his films, and it occurs to me that many others that were on the verge of telling or actually having told the fuller truth about this covert enterprise. And it is a racketeering, classically in law, it's a racketeering enterprise. They've got their fingers in so many pots, so many corporations are basically controlling now the intelligence agencies and the protectors that we rely on, such as CDC and FDA. All of these organizations have been captured by the same group, and that the concept that Kubrick and others were talking about, I'm talking about others such as Prince. If you look at Prince and his demise, you see that he had just heavily come out with some very, very profound and actually wonderful in many ways, spiritual lessons, and looking very, very carefully at the criminality and the politics that were undermining the music industry. You had a number of others likewise. Michael Jackson, who was a big gambler, who a lot of people don't like. And again, look at the media. The media made Michael Jackson out to be a complete demon. Yeah, sure, he was odd in many, many ways. But the fact of the matter was what he had done, his last album, was really targeted to expose the beast in a big way. And suddenly he ends up dead. So there is a lot of concern that I have about the suppression of intelligence, and that, as Stanley Kubrick should be remembered for, is at least partially exposing that beast.
All right. Well said, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have several parcels of real estate. One of them is a seven-minute drive from my home, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Then there's a very nice, ready to move in, three-bedroom home, about a 40-minute drive from me in Bismarck, Missouri, only $79,000. And I think in a day or two, we're going to have a beautiful home in Florida being marketed at my home. At my website that you can check out as well. Visiting with Dr. Len Horowitz. He has a lot of websites, so let's give out a few of them here so we can get started with Dr. Horowitz. First, we have the most recent one, waronwethepeople.net. Then a website I listen to pretty much every day of the week while I'm working, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, great shopping there. RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Well, Doctor, we have these massive entities, entire countries behind evil, such as the People's Republic of China, Communist Party of China, evil entities in this country involving Pfizer and Moderna, and cooperative effort between these evil entities and high-level politicians and big business and the media, correct?
Yes, that's exactly what the Bible is talking about. When it in Revelation, Book of Revelation, it talks about those who fornicated with the devil and deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations, those that practice sorcery, which the root word of sorcery is pharmacopoeia, pharmaceuticals, and cast magic spells, which is the technotronic warfare for cognitive warfare for controlling the mindset of the culture in which we're now living. This whole transhumanistic movement is a cult to say, basically to God, hey, I can do better than you. I can control all of your children, and I could do it with artificial intelligence. Ha, ha, ha. That's the kind of like scenario that we're looking at right now, John.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, we have a very educated audience here, Doctor. The listeners to the John Moore Show actually own and read books, which 9 out of 10 Americans don't, do they?
Yeah, people have stopped reading largely. And interestingly enough, that is actually part of the program. Social engineering has now increasingly caused what's called sensory motor overload. You're so inundated with media and the artificial intelligence and the iPhones and the iPads and the desktop. All of this is literally taking away the virtual intelligence and common sense of we the people and our children. And that's an enslavement. It's an imposition that has neglected public health, a bit fundamental psychology. It engenders psychopathology, which is basically why you're seeing so many suicides among young children. Couple that with the drugs, the pharmaceutical industry. You know, isn't it interesting how ironic and ludicrous that the saying goes that just say no to drugs, and then every second or third ad that you see on primetime television is an ad for drugs. And
that's
then
right.
All of the evidence that's come out in the scientific realm is not discussed. It's basically the elephant under the carpet is all the terrible side effects of vaccines and the drugs themselves that are used to treat the vaccine injuries. Everything from autistic spectrum disorder, there's close to 100 new autoimmune diseases. Everything from chronic rheumatoid arthritis, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, where you get inflammation of the joints. Why is the inflammation suddenly attacking God's beautiful, you know, spirit-filled temple? Why, if the DNA says to have a wonderful life, you know, grow into a wonderful, healthy human being who has all the parts, nothing's missing, nothing's broken in the kingdom of heaven, you bring that into the Holy Spirit-filled temple at birth in a beautiful fetus and an infant, gee whiz, now you've got chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy. These are just a few of the autoimmune diseases that have been caused by the vaccination injections that carry with it the protein antigens that land on your own body parts, create an antigenic complex that the white blood cell bodyguards in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, they recognize as foreign and they attack it. That's why you have inflammation of the joints. That's why we have arthritic conditions today, largely as a result, actually predominantly as a result of vaccination intoxications. All of this elephant under the carpet is being completely, grossly, criminally neglected. So anyway, you know, that's my two cents.
Well, thank you, Doctor. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Liberty Man. My aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you join me next August, you can be my live studio audience at the John Moore Ozark Symposium the first week of August at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. It'll be a lot of fun. Great food, great camaraderie. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find things you can't find anywhere else on the internet, literally. You won't find them anywhere. The latest intelligence briefing put together by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. Articles by my friend, Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. And products that will help you, such as the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, you also need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen to carefully to these websites, warandwethepeople.net, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, any updates on the restoration of your hurricane-damaged home, sir?
Yeah, talk to me next week about it, John. I'm heading over there this weekend, and I'm going to be there for the full week. The windows are supposed to come in this week and be put in on the Monday and Tuesday, so I'm excited about that. That'll be a major improvement. So thanks for asking.
Okay, thank you. We got a call on hold here. We got JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
Dr. Horowitz, for all of the maladies that I just heard you speak of before this last commercial, plus something called Havana syndrome, it is vitally important that people put on the spiritual armor of prayer. And John, I want to say to you that since I spoke about this last Thursday, I've been checking your website and I haven't found the spiritual armor prayer posted there yet. So I'm going to resend it to you right now, and I'm hoping you'll get that up. And thank you.
Well, my webmaster's been out of town. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, JB.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Eric in Florida. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, this is Derek. Dr. Horowitz, I got a question. Are you familiar with the DUX4 gene regards to muscular dystrophy, and why can't they figure out how to stop it from overexpressing?
Actually, Eric, I'm not expressly familiar with that, but the entire context of the question is basically the challenge that I have in genetic engineering per se and the genetic analysis. You've heard a couple commercials, and you know that John Moore on this program, this wonderful program, promotes the energy cleaner. We're dealing with frequencies and electronics when we're dealing with these technologies. And when I think about the genetics, what you're talking about is about 4% of the function of DNA versus about 96% of the function of DNA deals with energy. It deals with sound and light signaling. So again, what you're reporting on is what I view as disinformation, counterintelligence, propaganda by the pharmaceutical cartel to take people awareness away from what's most important. You had just JB call in to talk about the importance of spiritual armor in prayer. Well, how does that work? It works via frequency. How come? Because your heart, in heartfelt loving intention and faithful prayer, outputs a vibration, a frequency vibration. I say is 528 hertz frequency of sound, which is akin to 528 nanometers of light, which is the heart of the rainbow, the heart of sunshine. As above, so below. If it's true for the heart of the sunshine, true for the heart of the rainbow, it's true for God's heart and your heart and my heart. So that's where the confusion and actually the disinformation and the cognitive warfare has taken over our brains. So our questions are off the mark. That's what sin, the root word of sin, is to be off the mark. We're not engaged in what is the source of power in a baptism. That's the frequency resonance of God's love coming right through, especially with water baptisms, right through the water, which again, go back to Genesis 1:1-1:2 through 1:8, and you see that this water was there when God was there. At the first mention, it's intimately connected with heaven. So bringing heaven to earth in your Holy Spirit-filled temple is the objective of intelligent health science and health care. It's not this genetic engineering BS, frankly. It's so off the mark. It's so in sin. And of course, it's exactly what the book of Revelation talks about. You know, we're living in these end times. Babylon's falling and the genetic engineers are profiting. You know, so this is why, you know, I'm very concerned, and I'm in a complete agreement with JB in Missouri. The spiritual armor is powerful. Salvation, our own physical and personal salvation rests on us having a connection to the Creator and being engaged in that Holy Spirit flow. That's what divine communion is. Community, communion, the root word, communication, community. This communion divine is what we're supposed to be engaging if we're not living in sin and not being off the mark. And, you know, again, when you talk about righteousness, how important is righteousness, honesty, and the morals and ethics and values of being a beautiful, loving, capable, worthy human being who's capable of serving others meaningfully and reaping the magnificent rewards from social service. Well, this whole concept deals with the frequency resonance of love. And I believe that Jesus's ministry called Christianity today, which was called the Way, talked about righteousness. That's right standingness. Right standing. You're standing in the kingdom of heaven rightly. That means you're being blessed by God's love optimally. And that's the objective. So that's where this entire planet must go. Consciousness must be raised. Politicians and the genocidal operations must get into the fuller, greater understanding of humanitarianism and being literally children of the Creator. Holy Spirit-filled children of the Creator, virtually, you know, little gods within, with a little G's, you know, instead of the Creator, we're not the Creator, but we're connected to the Creator. And so that this is vitally important to recognize this is the foundation of health, the foundation of health, and it is the spirit of love that the DNA receives and transmits in sound and light signals, and that means that the entire medical paradigm is shattered. It disserves us entirely, and we should reject it entirely, because the fact of the matter is you're being recreated every nano instant in this love. You are literally being re-manifested every nano instant through sound and light signaling. So here, what we call life on Earth, our physical reality, is actually part of a whole series of layers of spiritual reality, dimensions, in which we're manifesting in this quantum field that we're witnessing and experiencing. And yet there's a whole spiritual, just like the Bible talks about, it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. There's spirituality, there's spiritual principalities. There's a lot ongoing in the spiritual realm. And we, the people, those of us who are developing higher consciousness, are increasingly becoming aware of this, and that this is a blessing to us, and that's where salvation lies. Because, John, you and I have talked about on this show, the fact is that, you know, we have come into near-death or real-death experiences, and you go, how many people listening right now have had accidents, and all of a sudden they go into a twilight zone of space-time warp, where time becomes really strange, you know, slow motion, and things become etheric. And that shows you, it's evidence of God's love. In the worst possible time, the most traumatic moment in your life, suddenly God and the angels step in and protect you and soothe you, bring you peace where there's no chaos. That's the model that we're talking about, and that's what Jesus preached. And so, you know, you want to walk on water, you've got to engage in that level, that higher level of dimensional connection, communion to God and God's love.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. We got open line if somebody wants to call at 512-248-8252. Doctor, we have an extra half hour this morning if you would like to stay with us.
Thank you, John. Happy to.
Okay. And all these issues are so large. The power of prayer is important. Prayer is powerful, and prayer does work. We can't rely on just prayer. God expects us to do things on our own, not just rely on prayer, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I can't even imagine life. You know, maybe I'm strange. I'm certainly different, but I can't imagine life without loving people and serving people in a beneficial way. And I think that's what service is all about. Whether you're, you know, cleaning toilets or picking up garbage, you're serving people in a meaningful way. And that brings self-esteem, that, you know, thankfulness that we have the health that we can enjoy being able to contribute something meaningful to people and to their lives. What else is the social fabric? It's the fabric of society. The virtual meaning of life is in social service. And increasingly, that meaning of life and that common sense is being eliminated by artificial intelligence and the operations of the wireless technologies that we're being enslaved by today. Try to do business without going on the internet today. You can't do it. And increasingly, this is having an impact on our lives, on our relationships with family and our children. Everything is becoming divisive, and we're being isolated. That is divide and conquer. You conquer the population by dividing the population, and that's what's been taking place. So that's not righteous. That is not a positive in any sense, and you can't even make the argument that this is beneficial to society. It's beneficial for those who control people. It's beneficial if you want to increase the money you're making for your corporation, but it's not really civilized. It's actually the opposite of civility. It is divisiveness and it is degenerative.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. I want to encourage people to listen to 528 Radio. Wonderful music. I like to listen to the... How many versions are of 528 Radio are available right now, Doctor? Do you know?
Yeah, John, because we were hacked and this whole technology has been really suppressed by the devil doers, 528radio.com really only plays one station right now. We used to have a dozen different genres of music, all transposed into the healing frequency of love, 528. Now we just have Dr. Leonard Horowitz's station. So when you go to 528radio.com, you just hear many of my favorite tracks of all time, oldies included, classic rock included, some really nice music. And I enjoy listening to it pretty much every single day too. And I listen to it. And the theory is, the reason why I listen to it is not simply because it's good entertainment. It's because I want to surround myself with Love 528. I want to be in that vibration. I want to know that I am connecting. I'm in communion with God's love, with God's heart, 528 frequency. And again, when you're interested in this, you read the book of 528 and you have a massive amount of revelation why 528 frequency is so important. It is the third note of the original musical scale. Today it's do, re, mi. It used to be ut, re, mi. Mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English. So you want a miracle in your life? You want to have a miraculous healing? Well, you take, for example, 528 frequency music. In Healthy World Store, you mentioned that's our store. We have Jonathan Goldman took my work. He called me up. He asked me a bunch of questions, very good questions. And then he came out with, in my opinion, the most powerful healing CD on the planet. It's called Holy Harmony. The Holy Harmony CD is chanting. It turns your bedroom into a virtual Holy Spirit-filled cathedral, where if you add your own prayer, then it can accommodate or facilitate optimally that blessing. And how does it work? You have to figure out, you know, you have to look at the field of physics and in science. And by the way, the root word of physics is philos, Aristotle's first book of science. In fact, the entire world of science came out of the Aristotelian book called Physics, which was based on philos, love. And so the real secret societies, the Pythagorean mystery school mathematicians, such as Da Vinci, these guys and gals knew what was going on, how important frequency resonance in mathematics and musical mathematics was to divine design, intelligent design. And you and I, we the people, are intelligently designed. And we are actually capable of communing with the Creator every single instant, moment of our lives. But we're miseducated. We've been dumbed down. You know, you get slapped on your butt and you start crying in the, when you come into the planet and the physical reality here and recognizing it's all controlled and captured. Then you've got the major problem of working your way out of that.
That's right, Doctor. We have a break. We have three callers on hold. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. Getting it off speakerphone. I was just wondering, are you familiar with Directed Evolution? There's a Twitter guy, Houstonic Live. He does a lot of YouTubes, and he's been way down the rabbit hole for years. And he has some interesting posts up about directed evolution. And I just, you know, it's not a term I've ever heard discussed on RBM, but I don't listen all the time either. And then secondly, I think it's funny now that I listen to you after my endocrinologist froze when I told her I had you on the radio and I had to fumble and get it off, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize what a hot potato you were. But anyway, I didn't have to identify to her what 4IR was. When I told her I don't want to be part of the 4IR, she already knew what that was, okay? So anyway, so now every time I hear you speak, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, so anyway, that was kind of just something I wanted to mention. And also about repentance. And, John, I did just send you an article that Houstonic Life posted regarding the nanotech companies. When you start researching these nanotech companies and how many years they've been in business, it's kind of crazy, you know. But anyway, and John, I did send you that email, so you can look at his Twitter if you want to.
Real good. Well, thank you, Catherine. Appreciate it. Any response, doctor, before we move on? Thank you.
I'm in favor of directed evolution when it brings us closer to the Creator and gives us a life that is just as well as righteous. I'm totally in favor of directing our evolution in that way.
All right. Our next caller is Mary in Minnesota. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, John. I wanted to respond to something Dr. Horowitz was talking about with regard to the power of prayer. In 1984, I adopted a little dog at the John Bear Grease Musher Award Ceremony in northern Minnesota. He weighed about 3 pounds. His litter mates weighed probably 25 or 30. He was the runt of the litter. On the way home, he started losing consciousness. And being an RN, I noted right away that there were serious cardiac issues going on. So the next day, I took him to the vet immediately, and she listened to his heart and just said, oh, my God, oh, my God. I don't think I've ever heard a heart so bad. And she instructed me to euthanize him. And I said, no. We consulted with the U of M, and they said, euthanize him. He's too tiny, too frail. He'll never survive a surgery to repair his heart. Well, I wouldn't do that. And for the next 3 months, I waited on him hand and foot, carried him everywhere. And at night before I'd go to bed, I would sit on the kitchen floor with him.
Let's continue your comments after the break here, Mary. We got to top our break. We'll wrap the comments after the break.
Will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Put my arms about you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.